Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Let me tell you about my process of things I just clicked around on the internet, because holy hot damn,
I'm
fired up on multiple fronts here. First of all, yeah, go to AustinChronicle.com and vote for my man Ed Clements or my man Dennis De La Pena for the Austin Chronicle Best Of poll. They're both nominated for Sportscaster of the Year. Now, what happened? Did we miss the prelims of this? How do you become a finalist? Are these editors' decisions? I'm not so much upset that I didn't make the sportscaster category, mm-hmm. and Ed did, even though I watch all the sportscasting that he does, okay? I'm carrying his ass the whole damn time. No, it's fine. but no, we're not nominated in any of the radio categories. There's radio host, not us, radio station, and then 101X out. There's a bunch of Austin Chronicle hippie bull-less that's in there. Radio program nominees, and obviously this is poor strategic operating. Should I be mentioning other radio? The Breaks on KUTX. I don't know what that is. The Old Guys with Matt in the morning.
Let me do on a radio news. Show.
Vote for them. That's a quality program. There's a show called Stronger Than Dirt on Coop. Co-op radio. What, you know about the Stronger Than Dirt program?
No, I don't. I barely know about Coop things.
Listen, I'm not acting as if the Jason Dick and Friends program, still new in its rookie iteration, is lighting the world on fire. But I guarantee this is a better show than Stronger Than Dirt on Coop. I guarantee it? No, I don't know anything about it, but I guarantee it.
Maybe I'm on the wrong thing.
Sunday morning jazz. There's a Sunday morning specialty jazz program that is nominated for best radio program. We can't get enough.
Stronger Than Dirt is about gardening. We love caring for all kinds of gardens, and our desire is
John
Dromgoole
will light you up. Stronger Than Dirt.
Just the
right.
Look,
do you know John Dromgoole?
I do.
He's the gardening guy over on mm-hmm. KB. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not so upset about that. Particularly now that I see
Chronicle.
Yeah.
Who do we got to get on here as an and friend to get in the running?
Well, what I'm going to tell you is this seems like a bit of unethical journalism going on with the Austin Chronicle, where I went there to try and find this specific poll because I knew Ed and Dennis were both in it. And right here on the side of AustinChronicle.com, there's an ad, Lawyers That Love Austin and Dogs Too, Kofor and Connolly, trial lawyers. And then they have a link. Vote for us in the Austin Chronicle Best Of poll, and then you click the link and it takes you right to the page where you can vote for them. The Austin Chronicle is shaking down the nominees for advertising dollars.
Really? This is all just
a
scam.
It's just a scam.
Interesting.
And if you click on that, you can go vote in the best lawyer category, and the ad on that page is for, and now you're getting a bunch of free plugs, Texas Electrical Services of Austin. Vote for us, best electrician in the Best of Austin poll. I tell you what, don't go too far down the wormhole, because eventually, you know what you get to?
What do you get?
An ad for thisdudecooksinthenude.com, who's also a finalist in the Austin Chronicle Best of poll. But hang on. Now I realize, wasn't that supposed to be my OnlyFans gimmick? Apparently, there's already a guy. This dude cooks in the nude.com. I became a nudist officially in 2010. I've been cooking for much longer. I enjoy both very much.
He's definitely nude. That's watch out for that grease, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say my whole scheme.
Was eating though, not cooking.
Well, I was gonna make it a whole cooking show. Like I was gonna, you know, prepare my meal and then eat it, and I was just gonna do it with my shirt off. This guy, yeah, he's just dangling, and he's working with a grill, and you don't. That's. Anyway, Austin Chronicle. What are we doing here, man? What are we doing?
It's some ads, man.
Here's more Jason Dick and Friends. 101X.
Serena G tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, didn't you get bacon grease on your D the last time you tried cooking in the nude? Serena G, you probably know my stories better than me because brain damage, but that rings a bell. But I don't think I was nude. I think I
just went through your pants.
Yeah, I think I had just cooked the bacon, and I made the mistake of immediately putting it under the water in the sink and some hot water. I was going to swirl it around, and I swirled some out, and it hit me on the front of the pants.
Mm-hmm.
And then it burned me through the pants. I don't remember my own stuff, but
I just remember
cooking in the nude? You know, now with the upcoming changes in the household, roommate out, Bumbleina in, can I assume that, her kid's going to be there. I was going to say, can I just start walking around gong out all the time again?
No. That's going to be some problems.
That's if people have already jammed me into this stepfather-type role, mm-hmm. fathers walk around with their stuff out in front of their kid, right?
No. Tidy-whities. That's how you got to do it. Tidy whities, open robe.
I saw my dad's stuff a lot. That, you know what? I don't want to go there.
Your dad had problems keeping his stuff in his pants.
All right. Julio from SA says, damn, a weekend jazz and a gardening program are putting it on y'all's ass. It's officially time to panic. Yeah, maybe so.
I read his tweet and I thought that the program was about jazz and gardening. Like you would just put on some jazz. I was like, okay, that's respectable. If it's just jazz or just gardening. Well,
what goes worse? What's an odder pairing? Jazz and gardening or nude cooking?
Always nude cooking.
Yeah.
Always nude cooking.
That's a problem. But speaking of panic, I just realized Nick and I are both perhaps taking on questionable endeavors this weekend, considering the state of our world, our business, and the like. Nick is looking at me wide-eyed. You don't even know what I'm talking about?
Nope. I really do.
Boom. Teased. That's next.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends 101X.
Guys, I got that dirt.
Yay.
I got the dirt. I am now the owner of 1 acre's worth of dirt. I'm not now the owner. I'm probably soon going to own an acre's worth of dirt land in Manor, Texas, where I potentially am going to build my compound, where I will live for the rest of my day. I will live out the rest of my sad life.
Okay, I thought this was how we were going to beat jazz and gardening on the weekends.
Oh.
With some Manor dirt.
Because I got a whole acre's worth of dirt. Is it, you know what? Trees, some grass. Mm-hmm. I told you. I got some
goats.
Do you know? No. Well, yeah, the neighbor has goats. I'm still to be determined on whether or not I'm going to welcome those goats to my property or not. I don't know if I want to be a goat guy. Man, Maynard, you got some tough-ass grass up there, man.
Yeah?
So I drove out a couple days ago just to walk this property. I mean, it's just a lot of dirt, but also some grass.
Were you with like a real estate agent or something?
Just by myself.
Okay.
I'm just stomping through some crispy grass type parts, and I'm like, ow! Something just jabbed me in my foot. Now, I am wearing flip-flops. But there was a piece of grass, like a thick, hardy stick grass, that punctured the bottom of my flip-flop. It went straight through the flop and poked me in the toe. It wasn't like a Marv in Home Alone situation where I get
nailed through the foot.
But I was like, ow, what was that? And so we're going to have to talk about this, Maynard, with your grass. You guys got to soften up there.
We're already rejecting you.
All right, I'm already off on a tangent here. Reel it in, Jason. It's Friday. I thought this was a fun, because Nick told me a thing earlier. Who's making a more questionable, reckless life decision, considering... And I don't need to get into the whole thing here, but just the, and you know what, calling it thin ice is making it too drastic as well. If you listen to our last sports podcast from a week and some ago.
Which you should not.
It got real in there for a second, and I might have freaked some people out, scared some people. Don't panic. Everything's good. Everything's fine. Listen, the business that we work in is tumultuous at the best of times. And in these times, I shouldn't have to explain to you. You know, you never know what's going to happen around here. I'm constantly got to be thinking to the future. All right, what's going to happen?
I really need you to get to the happy part of the statement because you are scared the crap out of me.
Sorry.
This is all news to me.
I think I set it up with don't dwell on it. Why? Anyway, I'm always just ready in case, you know, I got a go bag in case things go sideways here. What's my next move? So which is a more questionable decision considering our... trepidatious situation. Is that what I'm in?
That was an SAT. Get to the situation already. Jesus Christ.
Man, I am real chatty today. What's going on? Friday. Which is a more questionable choice? Attempting to build a home in this real estate market with my employment future prospects? Mm-hmm. Just deciding, hey, I'm going to buy a piece of dirt and build a house on it. Or Nick getting a tattoo on his hand. Because I feel like... Listen, I don't want to go all your mom on you, okay? Your conservative dad. But, like, can you, once you have a tattoo on your hand, you know, you can't go back and be an elementary school teacher, okay?
You have never sounded older. Save this take for your AM sports show in the afternoons. Like, tattoos on the hand are nothing. The neck tattoo, the face tattoo. I mean, look at Post Malone. We're talking about the biggest artists in the world.
Well, right. Is your next move Post Malone?
No.
Are you going to become a pop star in your next move?
You like Crocs.
I feel like you might have to go back and be a paralegal somewhere, all right? And you can't paralegalize when you've got a tattoo on your hand.
I don't know.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong about this?
Here's the backstory is I went to get the Legend of Zelda Triforce symbol on my tattooed on my hand. It happens on Link to signify he's the hero of courage, blah, 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 blah. I've always wanted to get tattoos, blah, blah, blah. And that just seems like a good, you know, literally a good way to dip my hand into getting the tattoo thing. It's just a quick little small one right there. I am going to get it mostly like yellowish gold, so I feel it's going to be very blending in. Like you have to literally look for it. It's not going to be a very like in your face tattoo.
Okay.
So yeah, but also.
So you think you can still attend the governor's ball with a hand tattoo?
No doubt. No doubt.
Is my Williamson County showing?
Yeah.
What county is Manor? I don't even know. Am I going to be? Am I going to turn full old, shaking his fist at the cloud, conservative old white guy thing?
That's Travis County still, so yeah.
Oh, okay, good. So you're not at all concerned that you would get a hand tattoo and then someday regret that, I have limited my opportunity.
Regret is a huge concern, but not because I won't be able to get a job as a dental hygienist or whatever it is. I feel like I'm fine. Like, just wear long sleeves.
Now I can picture you just small talking somebody with their mouth open and you're picking away at the...
Oh, just holding court while they can't do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up. good for you. Because let me tell you, I am wicked concerned, all right? I am unbelievable. Do you know when... I don't want to get into it.
What are you talking about? You're fine. If you buy property and it goes bad, you just sell your property.
That's what did my mom shared some old school wisdom with me. What did she say? You can't get hurt buying dirt.
That sounds like some mama dick wisdom.
Yeah. So that's probably fine. But part of this whole plan was, I told you, I live very close to the downtown, I guess, center of town, and I was like, I don't need to be here. I don't ever go there. Move out, okay? Lower your expenses, okay? Live a simpler life. And so I was like, Manor, that's where I'll go for my simple life. Yeah. And then my realtor yesterday, it's funny because it was after we put the offer in on the dirt. She tells me, we got to start thinking about what your estimate is for this whole project. And I don't want to get into my numbers. That would be crass. Oh, but the number that she told me, I mean, it was probably like twice what I thought it was going to be. And I'm like, what? That's what you think? Now, look, she's a fancy lady. You know what? Shout out to my realtor, Pam Sirkeel of Sirkeel & Associates. Mom, what's the name of her company? Johnson Realtors. Johnson Realtors. If you need some help in the real estate game, for real, she is most responsible for the mini Jason Dick real estate empire that I've built. Is my now 20-year association.
You want to be a slumlord?
She's great.
Call Pam.
And
it's
helped me all along the way. But yeah, she told me after we made the offer what she thought it would cost to build. And I'm like, what the? No, it's not. Now she might have fancier taste than me. Okay, I'm fine.
That's almost guaranteed.
I'm fine with the simple. I'm moving to Manor to live the simple man's life. But
see, I'm just first of all, is Manor willing to accept you? Do they know that they sign off
on this? Of course.
And it's gonna be lucky that you're not around neighbors.
I'm moving out into the middle of the forest.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Uh huh.
And I'm worried that they're going to subdivision this thing all around me, but I tell you what, my four walls, ain't nobody coming in there, okay? It's going to be my own little thing going on in there.
I'm just concerned that this is going to be another 100-inch TV situation where you wanted a 100-inch TV for your current house.
Uh-huh.
You saw the price of those. You're like, you know what? 88 is fine. And now every time you watch it, you just look and you're like, I should have gone with 100 inches.
See, like,
you right now, you're telling yourself, I don't need to live close to downtown. I can live out in Manor and you're going to get out there. It's going to be like, man, there ain't nothing here.
Well, I am not worried about that. I'm happy to be away from things and be around the nothingness. I love nothing. I love nothing and nobody. Those are my things. but I am like, this house that I currently live in was like, when I bought it, I was like, that's my perma house. Mm-hmm. And then like immediately I was like, nah, I need a different perma house. And so now I'm going to build this one. It's supposed to be my perma house, but I don't know.
Are you going to pool?
I always have eyes. Of course. You don't go from pool to no pool. That's just, you don't.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Nerd from Cedar Park tweets at Jason Dick AF says, Nick, this is the advice I was given for my first tattoo. Don't get your first one somewhere you see it at every moment of the day. When I finally did get one on my forearm, I did freak out for a day because I was constantly seeing it and overthinking it.
Well, this is my first real tattoo, I would say. I do have a very poorly, crappily done heart that has a sentimental value on my foot.
That's basically a scar. You got it.
Yeah. Every time I see that, I do. I think it's kind of like, oh, you have a tattoo.
Hmm.
But this is going to be fine. I'm way more worried that it's just going to look stupid than just having a tattoo.
Why would it look? What do you mean it's going to look stupid?
Because I've seen some other people that have tattoos of this on the internet, and it looks stupid. But I'm hoping I'm going to get a good tattoo person. They'll do a good job.
John in San Marcos says, more questionable choice. Which is a more questionable choice? The answer is Bumbleina moving in with you. Also, brah. Building a house when lumber is going at record high prices, yikes. Yeah, maybe these are things you should look into before you just buy some dirt in Manor. Mm-hmm. But yeah, apparently lumber is through the roof. People can't even find the people to build the houses. There's such a shortage going on here in Austin. And so, yeah, this is how I got spooked. I almost pulled the plug on the plan. Honestly, unrelatable content here, but some of you are in the home ownership game. Do you know what's happening out there? Do you know what's happening in our city right now? I mean, honestly, it's gross. I'm sure this is not a sustainable living situation, and the people who we want to live here are going to be forced to Manor with me.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, I was out on building the house until they told me what my current house is going to sell for, and unless they're lying to me. You know what? If I sell this house, Nick, you're calling CelebrityNetwork.com.
Okay? Yeah.
At least for a little while.
Oh, Jesus.
For a second. We're going to be on the... let's see here. El Flamingo SA says, how's the commute from the future Dick compound to work? Will there be room for a house for Mama Dick? # affluent simple life. Oh, yeah. My mom's moving to Manor, too. I know it seems crazy that I would say, my sister, when I told her the other day at brunch, she's like, you're going to drive in every day from Manor, at least according to the apps and the phones, the GPS, it's 20 minutes. 20 minutes from there mm-hmm. to here. My current house is 13 minutes because you got to wind through, you know, lights and traffic and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Manor, just jump on the 290 onto 183 and then boom, I'm here. So the difference in that 7 minutes, I'm like, okay. Two Jimmy World songs further to work. I can live like that, right?
I mean, everything.
I don't know. Fast forward to summer of 2022 on this program where I'm like, I'm selling my house in Manor, guys.
I mean, you've
I hope we make it that far.
You've been out there and back, so you've done the drive. I mean, it depends. How are the lights? Because that's the thing. I can either be 5 minutes from work or it can be 15, depending on which lights I hit.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Kung Fu Katie says, my friends just moved out to Manor. Her husband works for Tesla, and they still had to buy a spec house because building a custom home is so effing expensive, even out there. Also, you're not going to love not having fast food, 20 fast food places within a mile. Sorry, I can't read. You're going to love not having 20 fast food places within a mile?
I didn't even consider how this affects our bet.
That's the old me, okay? The new me doesn't...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Or are you just going to know every fast food place between here and Manor?
I think they have some fast food type stuff out there, but
it's going to be more than 20 minutes when you're stopping off to get your starter Big Mac.
Punk rock physicist says, congrats on being part of gentrification. You're a hero. Now, hang on. What did I do? When I bought the house on the east side, that's what they said, gentrification. Now I'm moving out to Manor and buying a piece of dirt. Am I forcing the dirt to Elgin? What am I doing?
I don't know, man.
I'm going to raise the property taxes. Where can I? What am I supposed to do? How can I do? What's the right thing to do?
Just get a tent and move it under a bridge. I think.
That might be the answer. Okay, that might be the ultimate destination.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
El Flamingo SA says, follow-up land question. Can you get food delivery, pizza, DoorDash, etc. at the new place? # priorities. See, you guys don't understand, all right? This is the final chapter in the new me volume one, mm-hmm. okay? I don't need to be a block away from the quadfecta Whataburger, Taco Bell, Popeyes, Sonic cluster, all right? I don't do that anymore, all right? I don't need pizza delivery, all right? I'm just going to be an old man sitting in a rocking chair on his back porch, sipping a lemonade, looking out upon the land. Looking at all my dirt.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to move out there and just the fast food places are going to pop up. They know they're targeting Democrats. They're going to follow you.
They're going to follow me.
They're going to chase you, yeah. Okay. Also, based on everybody's tweeting about the price of wood, you shouldn't build a house. You should plant trees on this land.
Yeah, what's going on with the lumber? We don't got, I don't know, man.
It's almost like we're running out of space on this planet.
Yeah. 58% say building a house, considering our precarious employment, is a more questionable choice than getting a hand tattoo. I don't know. I guess my old fogey speaking. You be careful with them.
I don't know about your employment status, but I feel like mine is as strong as oak.
See, I wish I had.
I also don't read my emails.
I wish I lived in the oblivion that you lived in.
Back to Jason Dick and Friends 101X.
Contact free. Let's see here. Davis the Door Guy tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, houses and graphics cards are crazy inflated right now. My card was appraised yesterday at double what I paid for it a year ago. Is this a bit? What are we talking about? A PC graphics card?
Yeah. If you're playing games on your laptop or whatever, it's just because the silicon is incredibly rare and expensive now. And so, yeah, it's part of what the issues with the PS5s and things.
Matt says, I live in Manor. Takes me 15 minutes to get to Parmer and I-35, 15 to get downtown, 10 if you take the tollway. We have McDonald's, Taco Bell, Whataburger, Wendy's, Panda, El Pollo Rico, Sonic, and coming soon, Dairy Queen. Hell yeah, man. Manor, me and you are going to get along great. You know what?
You've also got a Double Dave's.
Shadow Glen Golf Course. I assume you're working on my honorary membership. Real membership, just free, is what I mean.
Complimentary.
Although, complimentary. It's Friday, I'm out of words. I went to Shadow Glen Golf Course the other day. I feel like I'm telling their secrets. They're very proud of this. I can wear it with pride. They have a big sign at the front. Is this the community that I'm moving into? They have a big sign at the front and says, no mask required. Enjoy your freedom. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, F.
Oh, cue the banjos.
Is that what we have out there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's happening, guys. But, are you guys going to be annoyed with a year's worth of house building content?
Oh, surely not. People have loved the affluence hill talk. So, yeah, just the fact that you have build your own house money.
Think about the theme song opportunities, okay? We built this house. We built this house on radio.
Okay.
And what was the other one? Oh, moving to the country. Gonna eat a lot of whatever you eat in the country.
Eat a lot of broccolini?
I just wrote the check for the... What is this called? Earnest money? Option period money? I had to write a check, but I was like, man, I haven't written a check in forever. April 9th, 2021. If I flip back to one check, look at the previous check that I wrote, Nick. It's dated
September 10th, 2015.
And who is that check to?
Oh, to me. Oh, okay, cool.
Why did I write you a check for $180 in 2015?
I think back in the day, you used to supplement my... That's scholarship stuff. Don't worry about it.
Okay, and I would write you checks for it? That doesn't seem... I've probably written... I got multiple checkbooks.
You must be rich.
Just teasing. Nobody has multiple checkbooks, but... okay, enough goofing off. Let's give away a six-pack of tickets to see the Round Rock Express, plus a 12-pack of Bud Light. Go, Nick, that... Nick that tune, Nick that tune. Everybody loves to play Nick that tune. I'm extra Gabby today. I don't know what is happening. Is it because
I think you're nervous and it's adorable.
Well, we're mostly without an and friend today, thanks to Alyssa who cameoed with us for an hour. But I just feel there's more space. I like our alone time, Nick. You told me yesterday you don't. You don't love it when it's just the two of us.
Nah, I need a buffer, man. I need a buffer.
Our contestant is, hello, Davis?
Yes, sir.
Davis, I know you. You know how the game works then, Davis. You're going to give you a year and a clue about a song. It'll include a lyrical reference. There's a theme. See if you can figure that out. And then you and Nick bid against each other. How many seconds of that song, 10 or less, do you need to hear to nick that tune? Beat him. We're going to hook up Round Rock Express baseball tickets and a 12-pack of Bud Light. All right, man?
Cool.
All right. A song from 19... I want to do this one first. Yeah, okay, sure. From 1995... song is from 1995. Your clue. Is it me or is this week just flown by? I don't know. I feel like I've been blasting and laughing so long. That is your clue. A song from 1995. Is this week just flown by? Is it just me? I don't know. I feel like I've been blasting and laughing for so long. That is your clue. A song from 1995. Nick, how many seconds to nick that tune?
I can nick that tune in... 5 seconds.
5 seconds. Davis, you can go lower than that.
Can nick that tune in 3 seconds.
3 seconds, he says. Davis knows what's up.
I can nick that tune in 1 second less. I already forgot what he said.
He said 3 seconds.
Okay, two seconds.
How hard is it? He said 2 seconds? Is that what he said? Okay, 2 seconds. Davis, what do you think, buddy?
Nick that tune.
All right, 2 seconds. A song from... 1995. Are you ready, Haji? As I walk through the valley
of the shadow. Ha! Got it. That is my man Coolio with Gangster's Paradise.
Ladies and gentlemen, this... Coolio's Gangster's Paradise is correct.
Man, that entire time I was like, even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. And I was like, I was trying to do it. Did it.
All right. Still plenty of game left, though, Davis. Nick gets 2 points for Coolio's Gangster's Paradise.
Just like, don't say Amish Paradise.
Amish Paradise is a flipping jam, man.
Oh, yeah.
Even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. Golly, Bad Hair Day by Weird Al. That album changed eighth grade for me, man. That's
his top one, right?
I would guess so, and I would assume that Amish Paradise is his biggest thing. But
that's when I found out about Weird Al.
It's got that one Star Wars thing that's the American Pie spoof, and then he's got Weird Al. He's doing it up good.
You gonna make it?
He could afford a house in Manor. all right. We have, it's 2-0, but still anybody's game, Davis. From 1998. 1998. Is it me? Or have we got quite a streak of solid Nick That Tune themes going while everything's made to be broken? That is your clue. A song from 1998.
Okay.
Got quite a streak of solid Nick That Tune themes going while everything's made to be broken.
Am I guessing?
No, yes. You start the bidding there, huh?
I can nick that tune in, let's just say, 6 seconds.
6 seconds, he says. Davis?
I can nick that tune in 4 seconds.
Okay.
Nick that tune.
Oh, all right. Here you go, Davis. 4 seconds. Song from 1998. Oh, perfectly wrong amount of seconds. I don't know. Maybe. What do you think, Davis? You know that one?
I have no idea.
Nick can come in for the steal. Davis is going to lose a point here, probably. Probably say the seal is fate, but...
Because everything's made to be broken.
I chose because I thought this was such a gimme. I gave you a very difficult part of the song.
This is going to be bad. This is embarrassing. I'm going to say Oasis and Broken.
that is not correct. And I
don't heard it a thousand times. I
know you don't know that you would. You're gonna stick with Oasis is Broken.
Yeah.
That's Goo Goo Dolls. Yeah. And the song, it's weird. It's called Iris. I don't even know if the word Iris. Even in it at any point.
Yeah.
But okay, so 2-1. Still, things could happen if you play cards right. We'll see what happens. Your final clue from 1991, a song from 1991. Your clue. Hey, pump the brakes asking me what day it is. A more important question, have you ever seen a turtle get down? That's your clue. A song from 1991. Haji? You still are in control of the board. How many seconds from 1991?
I can nick that tune in 7 seconds.
7 seconds, he says. Davis?
I can nick that tune in 6 seconds.
6 seconds?
Nick that tune, Davis.
Yeah, see, if you tell him to nick it, he can't win the game anymore.
Oh, well, but that's 5 seconds.
No, you didn't. Yeah, that's the you did correct strategy.
Okay.
Play to win. But for fun, here we go. Your song from 1991, Davis. Six seconds. There you go, buddy. What do you think, Davis?
Ninja Rap, Vanilla Ice.
Holy crap. Yes. That is correct. You know what? Nick wins the game 2-1, but Davis, I'm going to give you Round Rock Express tickets and Bud Light, because that is unbelievable. I can't believe you got it. Do you know the theme? Anybody? Yo, anybody?
No.
Hang on. Have you ever seen a turn?
Have you ever seen a turtle get down?
Hell yeah. These are all classic movie soundtrack songs. Gangster's Paradise from Dangerous Minds. Iris. What is it? City of Angels.
Oh, with Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan.
Yeah. And then, of course, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. Is this the greatest soundtrack song of all time?
No.
I feel like it should be up there, man.
No.
I feel like it's at least should be considered. I feel bad giving you those 6 seconds. I was going to edit it to fun lyrical part. But what a stupid way to start a song. Like, this, is there anything more 1991 white boy hip hop than it's like, you know what we're going to put at the front of the song? Just some whistles.
When that first duck comes in, I had it.
All right. Yeah.
Go ninja, go ninja, go.
I'm surprised I've never nitpicked this, but you know that part of the thing. They're fighting Toka and Rezar. And
they're babies.
They break through a wall at a Vanilla Ice concert.
Yeah.
And at first they're all freaked out, but then the DJ just throws on a fly beat, and all of a sudden he starts freestyling this perfectly improvised song about ninja rap that has choreography and dance all set
also,
to it.
Isn't this I'm trying to keep track of my timeline for Ninja Turtles 2. It's been a while, but isn't this like a junkyard that's next to a nightclub that's next to a dock?
Yeah. The geography. It's like Jerry's apartment.
I don't know if it
sets up right there. Mr. C says, I've been spending hours, days, nights, racking my brain, using so much time to do the math and doing a Charlie Kelly board to figure out, how is Beverly Hills by Weezer a hip-hop banger? I may not be rolling like a celebrity, but can you tell me what day it is?
It's Friday.
Made it. We made it, guys.
Buy some dirt Friday.
What's that?
Buy some dirt day.
Yeah. We gotta go. My mom's in the parking lot waiting to pick up my check to deliver my dirt check. True story.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.